This is the audio interview with Barbara Anderson. She grew up in Sugar Hill. And hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm good. How are you, hon?
Doing just fine. Is it okay to record this audio interview?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Okay. So tell me a little bit about you growing up in Sugar Hill. Where did you live at?
We lived on 20 in Sugar Hill next to my dad's store. Nickname was Cannonball. East Robinson gave him that nickname. And we had a house right beside the store, and we lived there, and Mama run the store.
Okay. What was your dad and mother's official name?
My dad's name was Theodore Render Cannon.
Okay.
My mom's name was Leila, L-E-I-L-A, Bell Cannon. She was a Mattis.
Okay.
Before she married Dad.
Okay. All right. And tell me about your brothers and sisters. How many?
Okay, there's seven of us. My oldest brother is Jerry Cannon. My other brother is Douglas Cannon. And then there was me. And then there was my sister, Mary. And my sister, Virginia. And my sister, Kathy, who was Kathy Pass. She married Stanley Pass's son, Greg Pice. And then my baby sister is Sheila.
Okay. All right. All right. So, he ran the store at the same time that y'all lived in the house?
Yes, ma'am. Sure did.
Okay, and
he built the store beside the house.
He built the store himself.
Yes, he had it built. Yes, next to the house. You walked out the garage and walked right up the steps to the store. Yeah.
Okay. Is that building still standing?
It was until they widened the wide 20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a barbershop and a State Farm insurance company before they widened 20 and they tore it down. I took Mama by there to see it before they took it down.
Okay. And that was, as you go up over the bridge, that's right there on the left.
No, that's Mangrum's. That's the one at Mangrum's. Okay. This one was down below passing Puckett's.
Okay.
On the left. You know where Sycamore is?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It was down past the four-way there at Sycamore. Okay. On the left.
Okay.
Where Bailey's Cabinet, next to Bailey's Cabinet Shop.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. So
that was in the late 50s and early 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then where did you move to from that?
I don't remember.
Okay. But the business, where did he move the business to?
Oh, he moved the business to Mangum's from there.
Okay.
Mangum Curve, it used to be called.
Okay. And that building is still standing, correct?
Yes, it is. He built an apartment up on top of it.
Okay. All right. All right. I will ask you more questions about the store later on. I just want to get some more about, you know, you growing up in Sugar Hill. Tell me what it was like growing up in Sugar Hill.
Oh, it was great. We loved it. We had a horse, a white horse named Ginger, and we lived down there. And we would ride that horse up 20 and out Sycamore Road.
Okay.
And me and my cousin Sherry Maddox would do that. And we just enjoyed life, you know, as kids, you know. But I do remember coming home one day. There was a skating rink in a barn. And we always go out there after school and skate. And one day we walked back home. We walked in the house and we saw blood in the house and Mama's flip-flops. And we knew something was wrong because Mama wasn't there. And later on we found out that a lady had robbed Mama, robbed the store, and cut Mama's two little fingers off. Cut the last three fingers of her left hand off. And they had took Mama to the hospital and sewed them back on.
Mm.
And it scared us kids to death. You know, it really did. We didn't know what happened. But she was okay.
Mm.
You know, they sewed them back on and she was okay. And we were glad of that, you know.
Yeah, and that was when the building was on Highway 20?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It sure was.
Okay.
It was across from W.J. Dodd's battery shop.
Correct.
That's where it was at. Mm-hmm.
Correct, yeah. So did you know Ed and Winnie Camp that lived next door to that?
Yes, I knew Mr. and Miss Camp, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They had a son, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they had a son named Wendell?
Walter
Camp, yes.
Uh-huh.
And he had one eye.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he had a false eye. And one time, he spent the night with us, because our house was real big. It was a big house, and we had a lot of bedrooms, you know. And he spent the night with us one night, and Mama went in there, and she was cleaning the bedroom up. And we kids were sitting in the living room watching TV in the floor. And Mama said, "Come here, kids, I want to show you something." And she had something in her hand, and she opened it up, and that was his false eye.
Oh, no.
She scared every one of us to death.
That's funny. He used to, after Mr. and Miss Camp moved in beside me on Highway 20, Walter would do that. He would take his eye out and try to hand it to me or something. So I can relate to that. So what are your earliest memories of Sugar Hill?
My earliest memories of Sugar Hill, it was just, back then it was kind of country,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just playing in the yards, you know, playing outside, playing in the yards, playing the old games like Red Rover and, you know, Red Light. You remember those games?
Red Light, Green Light, yeah.
Yeah, we played those games. But I remember one time, Mom, you know, us seven kids, we'd fight. You know, seven kids, you know, they're going to fight. But Mama, she got tired of us fighting all the time. So she went out. Back then, you had dirt yards, you know. And she went outside, and she took a stick, and she drawed a big old circle in the yard. And she got her chair, and she sat down, and she had her belt. And she made us get in that. She made the two that was fighting at that time get in that circle and fight it out. And every time one of us got knocked out of the circle, she'd hit us with the belt.
Oh, no.
She says, "I'm going to teach you kids quit fighting."
Oh, my. That wouldn't go good in this day and time, would it?
No.
Yeah.
No, but it did teach us. You know, every one of us grew up to be good kids,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we never got in no trouble or nothing like that, you know. My brothers were a little rowdy, you know, but stayed out of trouble the law, you know. But we just, you know, all grew up and had a good time and enjoyed each other, mm-hmm. as brothers and sisters, you know. Yeah. And you can't, you know, we didn't have electronics and stuff like that, and we made up stuff to do.
That's right.
You know, but back then, 10 kids had chores, and, you know, I was the oldest girl, so when Mama was working, I always had to help take care of the kids, my four sisters, you know. And we all cleaned up the house. I had the kitchen, and I would cook supper and stuff like that but when I became a teenager, you know. But, you know, we didn't know that we didn't have it bad or hard. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
You know, back then, everybody was about like we were, you know, wasn't no rich people or poor people. Well, we didn't recognize it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we just enjoyed life as kids, you know.
Yeah. Do you happen to remember what your address was there?
Oh, gosh. I don't.
Okay.
Because I was young. I was born in 51. Now, Jerry may know. I was born in 51, and this was in the late 50s and early 60s, because I got pictures of cars in front of the store that are in the 50s and 60s cars.
Okay.
You know.
All right. And you can share those pictures with us?
Yes.
Okay.
Be glad to.
All right. Tell me what it was like going to Sugar Hill School.
I enjoyed Sugar Hill School. You know, it was good. It was my brother stayed in trouble in school, but not Jerry, but Doug did. but it was nice. It was up on the hill there across from City Hall. Is it still there?
No, ma'am, it's gone now.
Yeah, that's where it was. And there was an older school out behind it in a brick building.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Garnet Youngblood and Daddy had a store there at one time before they moved down on 20. They went in partnership and had a store there for a while.
What kind of store was it?
It was a clothing store like Daddy always had, you know. Yeah, Garnet Youngblood kind of went in partnership with him to help give him a start. I think that was like the first one he had. Yeah.
And that was located on the same where the school was or the road behind?
You know, the road behind the school, not Level Creek, but the other one.
Oh, okay. Like off of?
The little road behind the school.
Okay.
And the Sugar Hill Baptist Church used to sit there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
it burnt down, you know.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And he
still, I remember the buses coming up front and us getting on it. And we were just, you know, I was just a little kid then. There's not a lot I can remember about the school except just going to school and having fun and, you know, just being a kid, you know.
Okay. Never walked to school, though. You always rode the bus.
Yes, we always rode the bus to school.
Okay. And I guess...
We would go up and down 20.
Okay. And I guess during that time, you went till what, 8th, 9th grade at grammar school, and then you went to North Gwinnett?
Well, North Gwinnett. That's just it. Sugar Hill School had 1 through 6, if I'm not mistaken. And then, 1 through 7. And then North Gwinnett had 8 through 9.
Okay.
You know, that's the way it was. So North Gwinnett had 8 through 9 on one end of the school, and on the other end of the school was the high school.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, was it Sugar Hill or was it already called North Gwinnett?
North Gwinnett High School was North Gwinnett High School when I went, and Sugar Hill Elementary is what it was whenever I went to Sugar Hill.
Okay. But North Gwinnett High School was located on the same property as Sugar Hill Elementary?
No. North Gwinnett is where it is now.
Okay, all right, okay. Yeah. That's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah. But it just had the eighth and ninth grade at North Gwinnett.
Okay.
They just had the 1 through 7th. At Sugar Hill, if I'm not mistaken. That's where it was.
Okay. Yeah. So what about 10 through 12?
They were at North Gwinnett.
Oh, they were at North.
But they had them, they just had them at the other end, you know. They built another end of the school for the 8th graders and 7th graders, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. I could be mistaken about that.
Okay. What memories do you have of North Gwinnett?
Oh, at North Gwinnett, everybody called me Cannonball. I tell you, everybody called all of us Cannonball. And I remember Mr. Puckett was my math teacher. And so we didn't have algebra and stuff like that. We had math.
Mm-hmm.
And math 1 and math 2. And I remember when I had a friend, a lady girlfriend, her name was Marsha, and she loved the clothes I wore to school because, you know, Daddy gave us clothes, and she wanted to wear them sometimes, and we'd go to the bathroom and swap out clothes, and she would wear it all day long, and then whenever school was over, we'd go back to the bathroom and switch them out again. She wanted to wear some of my clothes, you know, that Daddy gave us, you know.
Well, that's very nice, yeah.
Yeah.
Any other memories of school that you have?
Oh, Lord. That's a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
No, I don't remember a lot more. No, sure don't.
Okay. What are some of the most memorable events that happened in Sugar Hill that you remember?
Oh, memorable events?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. The only thing I can remember is Daddy and W.J. Dodd and Dan Cole and East Robinson, all of them would get out and sit around the house, sit out around outside and drink and talk and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay.
That's about all I remember, you know.
Okay.
Like I said, my brothers probably remember more than me because I was born in 1951.
Okay.
And that was in the late 50s and 60s. I was still young.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So what did you told me what you did for, you know, younger kids. What did you do as a teenager?
Oh, well, as a teenager, I tried to date, but Mama wouldn't let me. And so whenever, when I got 15, Mama let me date if I took my sister Mary with me. So I would start dating and I'd have to take my sister with me.
Okay.
And back then, you know, I also remember Mama, you know, Daddy was gone most of the time getting clothes and stuff like that. So Mama mostly, you know, raised us, you know. Back then women mostly raised us. And we lived in that house next to the shop. I remember, next to Daddy's store, I'm sorry. I remember she had a lady to stay with us, take care of us while she worked in the store. And her name was Beattie. And she had a bunch of kids of her own. But Mama hired her. She needed the money, and Mama hired her to look after us. And she put a step beside the kitchen and counter there, and I would stand there and watch her cook. And she taught me how to make biscuits. And we loved Beatty. She was a good woman. And Mom would take her to Buford, pick her up. She lived in Buford. Pick her up and take her back home every day after she got off of work. But she was a good woman, and we kids, we loved her. Her name was Beatty. Mm-hmm. And I remember that.
Uh-huh. How many children did she have? You said she had a bunch of children, too.
I think she had 10, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. She had 10 kids. And you know where the Buford School is now?
Uh-huh.
The new road they put through there at the high school?
Uh-huh.
To go out to the academy and all that?
Yeah.
She had a house right there on the right side of the road, and it was a dirt road then, and that's where Mama would go get her and pick her up, take her to take care of us, and we'd ride with her.
Mm-hmm. She'd bring her kids with her too?
No, she didn't bring her kids. Her kids, some of them were older, and they would look after them.
Look after them.
While Beatty worked.
Okay.
Yeah, Beatty, she just looked after us, and she would cook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, feed us and cook and have supper on table. Mama got home, stuff like that. You know, Daddy knew that Mama needed help, you know.
Right.
So he got her some help.
Well,
that's good.
Yeah. Were there any fads around that you remember when you were growing up that kind of stick out in your mind?
Fads. What do you mean by fads?
Yeah, like, I don't know, bell bottoms. I don't know, anything that, you know, just kind of stuck out that y'all did during your teenage years.
Yeah, I remember bell bottom pants and the hip, the ones that came to the hip.
Okay.
You know, I remember those. As a teenager, mostly we wore a dress. You know, and we went to Buford Church of God, and if Mama couldn't go, she would have a taxi to come and get us and take us to church.
Okay.
You know, and she made sure we went to church, you know, and I'm glad she did. She'd been going there ever since my brother Jerry was born.
Okay.
And that's, you know. But I wasn't into fabs and stuff like that. We just got clothes that we liked, you know.
Uh-huh.
Back then, everybody wore, the older women, they wore these suits, the skirts with the jackets,
uh-huh.
You know, all the time, with the blouse underneath it and the short skirts, that down to the knee, you know, right at the knee. That's where they'd wear them, you know.
Okay. What about any significant national or international events that you remember that stick out in your mind growing up as a child?
I remember when John F. Kennedy got killed.
Okay.
Yeah, we saw it on TV. And that really stuck with all of us, you know, when he got killed. And that was bad. We liked him as kids. You know, we liked him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else about your childhood that I haven't asked you that you might want to share?
No, I don't think so. So I'm trying to share good things, you know. Now, some bad things happened to us when we was growing up, you know, in our family. But
mm-hmm.
I didn't want to share those.
Okay, all right.
You know.
That's fine. Did you work in the clothing store?
Well, Daddy, we would sweep the floor and when all the people, when they knew Daddy was coming in with a load of clothes, it'd go worldwide. I mean, as far as word goes, people would pass it on to everybody. And whenever Daddy had a load of clothes, people would pile in outside and wait until he opened up the store to let them in. And I got pictures of that and pictures of Mom and Daddy standing in front of the store. And people standing out there waiting for him to open them doors. Mm-hmm. And we would fold the clothes up. Daddy would pay us as kids. And we would fold the clothes up and put them on the shelves and everything, on the tables. That's what they were. They were on big tables. Daddy made big old tables and just fold them up. We fold them up. And he had clothes on hangers too. And what he would do is he'd go to a store and buy out the clearance racks. He'd offer them one amount of money for all the clearance racks. You know, all these stores that used to be uptown, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And like Peggy Ramey's store up in Buford. You know, you remember it?
Not really, no.
No? Uh-huh. No? Okay. But anyway, he would pay his kids to fold the clothes up. And then whenever he started to open the door, he'd say, "Y'all kids, get out of the way." And Mom would open up the doors and people would just come flying in. I mean, them women would fight. They would fight over clothes. And some of them push each other over clothes and stuff like that. What Daddy did is he sold it all off piece by piece.
Uh-huh.
You know, he paid a lump sum for it and then sold it piece by piece. Uh-huh. And they would get what they wanted in their arms and come up there and pay for it, you know. And I've never seen nothing like it in my life, you know. It was something to see,
mm-hmm,
as a kid. But we would stand behind the counter. Daddy had a big, long, L-shaped counter. And we'd stand behind the counter, and him and Mom would count up all the stuff, you know. And I remember also there would be some people that didn't have enough money, you know, and Daddy'd say, "Here, go ahead and take it." You know, he give stuff away to people, and especially people that didn't have the money. He would give them clothes and stuff like that. You know.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's really very nice. Yeah. So I realize you helped out there, but what was your first job outside of the clothing store?
Outside of the clothing store, my first job as a teenager?
Uh-huh.
I worked at Walt's Restaurant down in Duluth.
Okay.
I was a car hop.
And it was called Walt's what?
Walt's Restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's where I met my children's daddy.
Okay.
He would come in down there, and I got to know him and everything. And Mama would take me to work, and then she'd drive back and get me, okay, you know.
Okay. They still had the store then. You just wanted a job somewhere else.
Well, see, Mom and Daddy had divorced then.
Okay.
When Daddy got into the other store, Mom and Daddy divorced. They were married 20 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then Daddy married again, and I got a...
You there?
Yeah.
You're cutting out on
there?
You cut out on me. You said Daddy remarried again?
Yeah, he remarried again. And I've got a half-brother and a half-sister in Florida.
Okay. All right. Okay. And what was the experience like working at Walt's Restaurant?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I did. I enjoyed it. I worked inside sometimes, and sometimes I worked outside. Okay. You know, it was fun. You know, I was excited about getting to work. And Mama, she'd take my paycheck, and I'd get to keep my tips to do what I wanted to with it.
Okay.
But it was a different experience, you know. It was my first job, you know, and I enjoyed it. I really did. And that's one thing about it is I've always enjoyed working. You know, Mama taught us, if you ever want to have anything, you're going to have to work and earn it.
Right.
You know, and every one of us kids are hard workers. Okay. I tell you, we had a good mama. We couldn't ask for a better mama. I mean, Daddy was different. Daddy's the one that disciplined us the most, you know. Pull out that belt or something, you know. Back then, parents used a belt, you know. But I remember also when we lived in at Sugar Hill on 20, that the one Christmas I got a walking doll, you know, one of these big, tall walking dolls.
Uh-huh.
And it just thrilled me to death. I was so happy to get that doll.
Aw. All right.
I know I go back and forth. I'm sorry.
No, you're perfectly fine. You're doing exactly right. Tell me what you know about the creation of Buford Dam and the Lake Lanier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. All I remember is this was probably before my time. You know, Mama used to take us over to, back then it was called J.C. Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And she would take us over there all the time and go to J.C. Beach, and she'd take a picnic lunch in the cooler, and we'd all have a picnic over there and everything and play in the water and all. And I've got pictures of that, you know. Some of them at J.C. Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But Lake Lanier and the dam, I don't remember the dam. All I remember is what people told me about the dam.
Okay. Right.
You know, they told me that, I think that was built before me, you know.
Okay.
But do you know what year it was built?
Not right offhand, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But from what I understand, we used to go to Lake Lanier all the time, you know, and we'd go down there where the dam at part is, and we'd climb up that big hill, and
uh-huh.
We'd take cardboard, and we'd climb up that big hill and slide down it on cardboard. You know, and we'd go there sometimes and have a picnic, and that's what we'd do. We'd slide down that grass on cardboard.
Okay, that sounds fun. All right.
It was fun. It was.
Yeah. Now, how many children do you have?
I had three children.
Okay.
I have two girls. One is a florist. She's got a florist in her basement over in Bethlehem. And my other daughter lives in Carnesville, Tocoa area. And she is an accountant for Columbia Farms. And my son, he got killed when he was 19.
Uh-oh.
His best friend accidentally shot him with a gun.
Hmm.
Yeah. That was the hardest thing I ever went through in my life.
I guess so.
Yep.
All right.
He was my baby.
Okay. Yeah. If you had to tell future generations what you hoped or a message for people in Sugar Hill, what would that be?
That it was fun growing up in Sugar Hill.
Okay.
You know, it was the the way people lived. Everybody knew everybody. Everybody helped everybody. Everybody just loved each other, you know, cared about each other. They were always there for each other. I remember that. People coming to visit and you know, now we can't do that, you know, because of COVID. But, you know, you can...
Oops, you're cutting out on me again.
I'm switching on sometimes, and that's probably what it is.
Okay.
But just it was just good, clean fun. And I remember Mr. Humphreys on the skating rink. And we would go up there every day after school and just play games like crack the whip, jump the Coca-Cola crates and stuff like that. And Mr. Humphreys was a good man, and he just good people. You know, sometimes if we didn't have the money, he'd still let us skate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People like that, you know, I remember people like that in Sugar Hill.
Right.
Just good people.
Okay. Do you remember the drive-in movie theater?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody remembers that. Mm-hmm. But, yes, I miss the drive-in. I wished we still had some. Yes. Mom would take us, and she would take us, and we would take our own popcorn, and she would take us some water, either Coca-Cola, and we'd sit in a car and watch the movies, and she'd take us a quilt if it was cold and cover us up, and we'd watch the movies, you know, and they had a refreshment stand too, but we Mama never could get nothing, so she just always brought ours with us, you know. And I remember as a teenager sneaking in too, people. As I didn't do this, but some of the kids that I hung around with would get in the trunk of the car, and we'd drive through.
Okay.
And they got in free because they didn't have the money.
Right.
And we'd just hang around out there at the refreshment stand, you know, as a teenager.
Okay.
You know?
Tell me about Pass and Puckett's store out here.
Oh, that's where we always walked and got our candy when we earned money for folding clothes. We'd walk out there and get our candy. See, 20 wasn't real busy then. You know, it was just a two-lane road. Mm-hmm. And I asked Mr. Puckett's, he would let us have candy, and it was a busy store because everybody in that area went there, you know, that got gas and everything. And he, you know, that's what I'm talking about, good people. You know, if we didn't have enough money, you just let us have whatever we had out, you know. We just get that penny candy, you know, and put it up on the counter. And if we didn't have it, we'd lay our money up there, and he'd count out the money. And then he'd count the candy, and he'd say, "That's okay. Go ahead, take it." He put it in a little bitty bag, you know, and there was our candy.
You mentioned that your brother has one of the pumps from the store.
Yes. He has the kerosene pump from Pass and Puckett's store. It's in his front yard. And I'll get a picture of it. I'll get my brother to send me a picture of it, and so I can give it to you.
Okay. All right. And is there anything else about Pass and Puckett's you remember? They did full service when you drove up. They'd pump you gas and clean your windows. And
Yes, they did.
They worked on your cars.
Yep, they worked on Mama's car many times.
Okay. All right. Anything else special you remember about that?
No, we were just kids. Like I said, I was probably 7, 8, 9, whenever we lived down there, you know. So there's not a lot that I do remember because I was so young, you know.
What about the Sugar Hill Drive-In restaurant?
Oh, yes. I remember that. I remember their hamburgers and hot dogs. They were good. Yeah, you could pull up front and go inside, or you could sit out in the car and they'd bring it out to you on a tray and put it on your window.
Anything special you remember about that place?
No, I don't. Like I said, one of my brothers might, you know, more than I did because I was so young. But Jerry was older, and he was the oldest, and he'd go with Daddy sometimes and get clothes and, you know, and all. But I don't remember. I just remember a lot of the teenagers, we'd hang out there, either there at the old bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
The bowling alley was out the street from there on the right. And we just hung around out there, kids with teenagers, teenagers now don't want to have nothing to do with little kids. But back then, everybody just hung out together. You know, we just enjoyed life. You know, that's what we did as kids.
Anything special you remember about the bowling alley?
Oh, yeah, we'd go out there and play at the bowling alley. And like I said, everybody'd hang out there, too, That's about all we had down there was the skating ring and the Sugar Hill Drive-In restaurant and the bowling alley.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead. You go ahead.
We'd just hang out there and play bowling, and just have a good time and just enjoy people, enjoy each other,
Were there any other businesses in the area that you can think of that were in the area?
All I remember is Poole's Grocery Store.
Okay.
Was in the corner of down there where that cafe is now before you get to the city hall.
Okay.
That little cafe store used to be Poole's Grocery.
Right. Is there any special memories you have of the Poole's Grocery?
Yes, the lady that owned it and run it, she was good to us kids too. That's what gets me about my childhood and see the way the world is now. People were good to each other, and they helped each other. And that was, I can look back and see things like that, And a lot of people were just family. Family lived close to each other most of the time. My Aunt Mildred Maddox and Uncle Hoyt was my mama's brother. And they didn't live far, and everybody just kind of lived together. They lived out there across from Hillcrest Road. And I don't remember much of anything. Like I said, I had a trauma when I was little,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember.
Okay. Do you have any memories of the gold mines?
What gold mine? I don't remember a gold mine.
Okay. All right. Anything about the moon shining?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, my daddy used to run moonshine, but that was when I was born. I don't remember it, but I remember Mama telling us about it,
Okay.
Before he got into clothing,
Okay. Anything else? You have any pictures of him with his moonshine or anything like that?
No, I don't have any pictures of that, no.
Okay.
Like I said, that was before I was born.
Okay. What about any churches? Do you have any family buried in the Sugar Hill Cemetery?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
No, my daddy was from Alabama, Opelika, Alabama. Now, Mama was from Houston. Uh-huh. That's where she was born.
Okay.
But we all grew up in Buford and Sugar Hill.
Okay.
You know. But when we were real, real little, we lived down behind Avery's store. And that's when Daddy run, before he became clothing stores, you know, owning clothing stores.
Okay.
Now, his last clothing store was in, before he died, was in Norcross.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else about Cannonballs, between the two locations that were in Sugar Hill that you want to tell me about that maybe I haven't asked you about?
No, I remember Daddy built an apartment up over that one down there at Mangrum. And whenever they were they were going to build a bridge, that bridge over there, they closed that road down. And Daddy fought against it. And I got a picture of him standing in front of the sign that says road closed.
Okay.
They closed his road off to
okay.
the store. But that didn't stop people from coming. You know, he just moved the signs over and people come down, you know. And he built an apartment up over the store there. And I remember my daddy was a good cook, too. And he would cook for us, you know. But him and Mama divorced then when he had that store at Mangum. But he would cook for us kids, you know, on Sundays and stuff like that, you know. And I remember him buying a bunch of bicycles and giving to kids when he had that store at Mangrum.
Okay.
He gave a bunch of poor kids bicycles. I remember that.
Okay.
But I got a picture of him standing out in front of that sign.
Yeah, I want to get that picture too. Okay. Is there anything else that you can think of?
No. There's nothing else I can think of, hon.
Okay. Yeah, so if there's any, like I said, pictures, documents, illustrations, anything of the store, any newspaper articles, anything like that you might have, bring that and I'll get that from you. But I really appreciate your time today. You've helped bring some more of the old Sugar Hill into light for some of us, and we really appreciate it. And I'd also like to get your brother's phone numbers. I'll do that tomorrow.
Okay.
Might reach out to them as well, but I really do appreciate it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and turn the recorder off now.